Well, I just thought I'd do an audio book because I've had a bit of sporting, well, I thought sporting banter on a blog with what's it, Dr. Mark Smith from iPadio. Just because every time I look at a blog about Audioboo recently, he's there sort of like selling iPadio as hard as he can and all its I'm in every feature application type facets. And it's just really got irritating, to be honest with you. It's social media, not anti-social media, and that kind of thing is just like a billboard being put in your face all the time. It's not for me at all. And it, I've run game communities for what, 6 years or so. If one of the members of the community had that kind of of an agenda every single time he posted on the forum, I'd have banned him. Quite simple. It's like promoting your clan, if you like, clan recruiting on servers. That'll be alien to a lot of you, but probably familiar to gamers. Yeah, it's not on. It's not trolling, but there's just something for me that's very ungentlemanly about it. And I think in the world of social media, we have a possibility to introduce a little bit of that 1950s gentlemanly behaviour back into society. That's something I feel really strongly about. My old game communities all had a very libertarian set of rules. The only rule was really that you had to show each other friendly respect, and if something fell below that, it wasn't welcome in a gaming community. That's what we were there for, to game and have fun, not to be disagreeing or whatever about contentious or political or religious issues. And that was a game community ethos. Twitter and the blogosphere, that's a much more open environment, self-moderating, and but so only self-moderating if we actually take a step back and look at what's going on and actually take a decision to moderate it. And so, yeah, that's what I've done with iPadio in the past couple of days. I blocked them on my Twitter accounts because they were irritating me with the constant "we've got better features than everyone else" tweets. And then the blogging irritated me. So anyway, I've posted a thing on my blog, which was just my comment on Heike Lee's blogs, a blog page rather, which I thought I'd repeat because I don't want to really repeat it again. It says everything I think. I think Dr. Smith came back and said he was outraged, or what was his words? He found it risible that I suggested he was sell, sell, sell when iPadio is a free product, which was, I mean, good luck to the guy. I have nothing personal against him at all, but particularly disingenuous. I mean, since when have internet models of business required an end user payment to be a business? There's all sorts of revenue streams, and they don't all involve the user paying. They can involve just the user using, and that's enough to convince backers of whatever sort to fund you and provide you with teams of programmers to spend on great innovations. I also object to the kind of holier-than-thou attitude that he appears to take with the whole subject. The idea that we get audio reporting out to every single country, every single underprivileged area of the world, is a fantastic and noble goal. And I think iPadio seem to have a good handle on it, and I'm very pleased for them, and I hope they do very, very well in that regard. But I think the point he misses is that, well, for me at least, the social media revolution, as far as audio goes, is simply because it's quality audio, and it's a revolution because bedroom musicians, without the resources of the big studios, or without a PC with a decent dedicated sound card, or just with a guitar and no PC, can now, using a phone or an iPod, record their works and get it on the internet for their friends to comment on. Now that's the significance. They could be reporters doing the same. They could be making a diary and using it for their own archive. But the fundamental thing through all of this is that it's quality audio that's repeatably listenable. If I wanted to listen to an answering machine, I could do. I'm sure Skype could have very easily bolted on some sort of answering machine. I'm sure there is distribution for their answering machine, a Twitter app for Skype. So yeah, very noble, iPadio, but really stop the trolling and stop the kind of feeling that you have to sell all the time. It's annoying to me, and I don't have an agenda.